Big Brent's new truck. I told you he's getting one.
Hi, Mr. Harper. So, what brings you out on location?
Well, what brings me out here is I'm your boss and I sign your paycheck.
And what lovely penmanship you have, sir.
Well, nobody likes to suck up.
Oh, by the way, Tim, thanks for the custom gear shift knob you got me for my truck.
It's okay, boss.
Bye, there's a telephone call for you inside.
Thanks, Heidi.
Sure.
All right, Al, once we go in the air, I'll go up and nail that fascia board, and you'll give the tips on winter painting, all right?
Be careful, Tim. You don't want to drop anything on Bud's new truck.
Well, why don't you just move it? Heidi, I'll need some masking tape.
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks.
Hey, Tim, this new gear shift knob you have doesn't have any numbers or letters on it. Which one is reverse?
Over and down. No, up and over that. My left. Your left would be my left. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Truck broke my fall.
No, look at this truck. Do you think we can clean the paint off before Bud sees it?
Oh, no!
Mark, looking good.
Thanks. I only got one more decal to put on and I'm done. How are you doing?
What do you think?
Doesn't really look like a Spitfire.
That's because it's a combination Spitfire and Mustang. I don't know what to call it, a Spitstang or a Mustfire.
I've never seen Mad Wheels on a plane before.
Or a rear spoiler and dual exhaust, huh?
Why would you need all that stuff?
In case you pull up next to a guy in a cloud who wants to race, that's why.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Dad and I finished building our planes.
Oh, wow, Mark. Your Spitfire looks great.
Thank you.
How about mine?
I think you should spit on it and set it on fire.
I think this is the best one I've made so far. I'm gonna go put it with my others.
It's beautiful. I'm so glad you found a hobby. It's just so great. He finally found something he likes doing.
No one could be happier than me. One thing I've always said about my boys, if they can't learn to love cars, please God, let them love something with an engine.
You know where you could take him? The Yankee Air Museum? I just read they're having some kind of special exhibit.
That's a great idea. I'll take him Saturday. I won't have to suffer through one of your piano lessons again.
Excuse me, did you say suffer?
Well, suffer in a good way. We all know that suffering makes us stronger.
Tim, do you have any idea how lame that was?
I'm never sure till I'm done.
Thank you.
I really need to get this piano tuned.
I don't think it's the piano. You obviously haven't been practicing.
Oh, yes, I have.
30 minutes a day?
Yes.
Every day?
Every day, almost.
Which means once a week.
And when she is playing, she's usually talking on the phone.
Complaining how annoying her teacher is.
Really?
No, no, not you. That's my psychology teacher. Yeah. Thanks a lot, boys. You've been a big help.
Hey, anytime.
Jill, why do you want to play the piano?
Well, when I was a child, everybody said that I showed a lot of promise.
Apparently, that promise has been broken.
Are you saying I should just give up?
No, I'm saying that if you want to learn to play, you have to commit to it and focus.
I am focused. I'm focused. I have a very hectic schedule, you know? I have three boys, and my husband is insane, and I go to school. I had tons of homework this
week. Can it? I've been teaching for 50 years. I've heard every excuse in the book. I broke a nail. Dog ate my music. Had to go fight in World War II.
Fighting for your country is not a good excuse.
Not for me. Jill, I have no tolerance for slackers. If you want to be my student, you have to practice 30 minutes every day and focus, focus, focus.
You know, I love what you're doing with your hair.
Man, I thought when you practice, you're supposed to get better.
That only works if you have a little thing called talent.
You know, maybe it's just us.
It's not us.
Hey, I've got an idea. Come on. Hey, Mom! The music sounds fantastic.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought I was listening to a radio.
Well, I still have the rest of the half hour to do, you know. I'm gonna play this 4 more times.
That would be a big mistake.
Really? How come?
There is a danger in overpracticing.
There's a bigger danger in trying to pull a fast one on your mother. Now listen, guys, I'm going to play this until I get it right.
All right. But don't blame us when you miss your grandchildren's weddings.
Sounds great. I thought I was listening to the radio.
Brad and Randy already tried that.
Really? Did they try this? If you don't stop playing the piano, I'm going to kill myself.
No, they didn't. How was the airplane museum?
The best. You should see what they have there, Mom.
A B-52 Stratofortress and our favorite, an F-102 Delta Dagger. And best of all, no piano.
And they let us go up in one of those turboprops.
Ooh, one of those simulator things?
No, a little plane.
You took them up in a little plane?
Yeah.
Those things are disasters waiting to happen. They're like Tool Time with wings.
No, they're not.
Dad said I could, you know, take flying lessons if you said it was okay.
Oh. Did he?
He might have.
So, what do you say?
I say that this is one of those things your father and I need to discuss in private.
Okay. But just remember, I've never wanted to do anything more in my entire life.
Only you could turn a trip to the museum into a journey to death.
Before we get all bent out of shape, let's just take a look at the facts in here.
No, here is a fact. There is no one that's going to convince me that an 11-year-old child should be taking flying lessons.
They teach a lot of kids how to fly. A lot of them are younger than Mark.
That's to make it safe.
That's, they have a lot of there's facts in here that show that flying a small plane is safer than driving a car.
Well, sure, the way you drive.
Look. He'd be trained by highly experienced instructors logged over 1,000 hours in this plane.
I don't care if it's 1,000,000 hours. It only takes 10 seconds to crash.
Honey. We in the aviation business don't use the word crash. It sounds so negative.
Well, honey, some of us think a plane going down in flames is kind of a negative thing.
These planes are perfectly safe. They're checked. Every 100 hours, they inspect the engine, the airframe.
Do they inspect the brains of the parents who sign their kids up for these classes?
Maybe. Read the brochure. I haven't read the whole thing.
Tim, there's no way that I'm going to let Mark do this. No way.
He's finally found something he likes to do. He's got a hobby now.
No. Fishing is a hobby. Building model planes, that's a hobby. Flying kamikaze missions over Detroit, not a hobby.
Kamikaze missions?
Yeah.
You know what happens when a mother babies her son like this? He turns into Al.
So, can I take flying lessons?
I'm sorry, honey, but your father and I discussed it, and we decided that it's really not a good idea.
In other words, Mom said no, and you caved.
I didn't cave. She and I think it'd be better if you got a little older to take these lessons.
How old?
I heard a man named Methuselah. Hi there, welcome back to a very special Tool Time. Al, I guess we should move back to our interview area.
Better yet, let's have the interview area move to us.
Good idea. Heidi, the interview area, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Ago, we were fortunate enough to have the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour.
Today, we're honored to meet the crew of the space shuttle Columbia. It's amazing that they're here, right?
Yes, it is. Especially after you tried to steal one of the Endeavour crew's space tools.
I didn't steal one. I borrowed it in case I was taking my family to the gas giant. That would be Jupiter, not your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm welcome for the crew of the space shuttle Columbia.
Welcome, Ken Bowersox, who's been here with us before on Tool Time. He was with the space shuttle Endeavour last time. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Tim. For the record, I'd just like to say that you did try to steal that tool.
And for the record, just like I say, Bowersox is still a real funny name. Next to Ken is Katie Coleman. And next to her, Catherine Thornton, who spent over 1,000 hours in space.
Tim, and 21 of those hours were outside the cabin.
Anything to get away from Ken, huh?
No, Tim. We were doing things like trying to repair the Hubble Space Telescope.
You don't have to cover for him.
And last but not least, payload specialists, Fred Leslie and Al Sacco.
Let me ask you guys a question that I'm sure most of us want to know. Do your mothers worry about you being in outer space, Ken?
No, my mom never has a problem with me orbiting around the Earth. She only gets nervous when I fly in those small airplanes.
Jill, I'm sure he's just kidding around. So, Al, guess what I have in common with all these astronauts?
You've all had a fire lit under your butt and shot into space?
Well, that and a PhD. If you remember, a couple months ago, I got a PhD. All the astronauts also have PhDs.
Actually, Tim, that's not true. Everyone has one but me.
Well, isn't that a shame, Ken? Do you guys razz him for not having a doctorate?
No, we don't, Tim.
Why not?
Because he's the commander.
Fred, why don't you tell us a little something about what you guys did up there?
Well, Al, we had a 16-day mission where we conducted a number of scientific experiments.
And we focused on things like the physics of fluids.
Give me a couple of beers, I'll teach you all you know about physics of fluids.
Then I guess our mission was completely unnecessary.
If before the astronauts went up in space, I put a little care package together for NASA. A special screwdriver I made and some classic episodes of Tool Time.
And they came in very handy.
Who got to use the screwdriver?
That was me, Tim. And I brought along a videotape of me using it in space.
Thanks, Catherine. Heidi, let's take a look at it.
Congratulations, Tim, on your first intergalactic screw-up.
Well, you enjoyed the Tool Time episodes, didn't you?
We watched them every night. It really helped us unwind after a hard day in space.
Well, great, let's take a look at that. Ah, the porta potty episode. Truly the outsider.
We never slept better, Tim.
For the hamper in the middle of the night, and obviously we were a little off.
Am I that bad?
Let me put it this way. Have you ever seen us pick up our dirty laundry before?
No, you're right, but now you can pick it up and go put it on the washing machine, okay? Hi, Mom. Still not talking to me. Oh, honey. Look, I got you something really cool. This is a P-38 Lightning.
Keep it. Don't care about planes anymore.
Well, couldn't you find another hobby?
Like what? Stamp collecting?
Well, that'd be good. Our coins or paperweights. I, as a child, collected butterflies.
I, as a child, could care less.
What's that?
Well, hi ho, good neighbor.
Are you trying to get pneumonia or rehearsing for a production of No No Nanette?
No, 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 Jill. Have you ever heard of the Polar Bear Club?
Yeah, it's that group of maniacs that swim in the middle of winter.
Well, I'll say hello to the head maniac. Boy, this could be an invigorating hobby.
Well, at least it's less dangerous than the one Mark wants to have. He wants to take flying lessons.
Oh.
Yeah, and Tim is trying to convince me of how safe it is.
Well, Jill, as an experienced pilot, I can assure you that learning with a licensed instructor is quite safe.
I didn't know you were a pilot.
Oh, yes, indeedy. I've logged over 1,000 hours since I flew spy planes during the war.
You were a spy? Mm. Which war?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Well, I just hate the idea of Mark flying in those planes. I mean, my father flew in those small military planes all the time.
Right.
And even though it was peacetime, my mother was always a basket case until he got back. You know, we all were.
Well, Jill, from what you tell me of your family, I'm reminded of the behavior of baboons. The studies have shown that the offspring of baboons pick up their parents' fears, whether those fears are justified or not.
So you're saying that I'm afraid for Mark because my mother projected her fears onto me?
Well, I can't say that for sure. Jill, have you ever been up in a small plane?
Of course. The Dumbo ride at Disney World.
Well, I think what would really help you is to take a ride in a small aircraft just to see how darn safe they really are.
I don't think so. I'd be too scared.
Well, are you really scared, or are you just echoing your mother's fears?
I don't know. I'd hate to think that I was passing my fears on to the kids, though. And thanks to their father, they're already afraid of glues, hammers, and anything in reverse.
Well, I'd be glad to take you up. It's just that there are a few countries I can't fly over.
Which ones?
I'm not at liberty to say.
How am I doing, Wilson?
Very well. especially for someone who's never taken a flying lesson. You seem to have a natural aptitude.
He sure does. Hey, Mark, watch out for the skydiver by the crosswalk.
How's it going back there, Jill?
Pretty good. It's not near as scary as I thought it would be.
Well, then perhaps you'd consider removing your fingernails from my thigh.
Sorry.
This is really cool, isn't it, Mom?
Way cool.
Boy, you can sure see a lot of stuff. Look, the Silverdome's up.
Whoops!
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
Whoops is not a word I want to hear 2,000 feet up in the air. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what's happening?
Tim just hit the mixture control, which caused the engine to die.
Die is even worse than whoops!
Don't panic, Jill. I'll just readjust the mixture, and I'll level the course. That's better.
I'm sorry, everybody. Is there something I can do, Wilson?
Well, actually, Tim, there's a very special job I have for you.
Great, what is it?
Take your hands.
Got them?
Place them firmly under your butt.
Okay.
And leave them there for the rest of the flight.
So, Mom, can I take flying lessons?
Yeah, as long as you leave your father home. Wilson, can we land now?
Land? I never learned how to do that.
He's kidding. You're kidding, right?
I'm not at liberty to say.
I tried, but my kids, they just kept stuffing their dirty laundry in my piano.
Laundry in the piano?
Yeah.
Jill, if you weren't going to practice, you might have spent the time coming up with a better excuse.
You know, Bowersox, up in space you may be commander, but down here I am. Mission control. You guys are good at getting out of tight situations? Try this.